Hi, it's Beth here. Over 65, still talking, episode 266. I just read an article in the Wall Street Journal. I know, how amazing, but there's a section that's kind of like People Magazine. Okay, so actually it was 3 days ago I read it, but time flies when you're having fun. It's a really great dad story. It's the best. It's about Journey, the band, and it's about the song Don't Stop Believing. So the guy, Jonathan Cain, everything was caving in on him in 1977, and his record deal fell through. He couldn't get on first base singer-songwriting. His dog got hit by a car and needed surgery, and his girlfriend, who split the rent with him, just split. So he was really depressed. He calls his dad. He's like, "Dad, just give me money and I'll just come home. I'm finished. It's over. I can't do this anymore. I'm not good. I'm not ever going to be a success." The dad, to my surprise, because it was the 70s, said, "Son, your blessing is right around the corner. Just sit tight and don't be discouraged and do not come home to Chicago and don't stop believing." He wrote that line down in his notebook, and his dad sent him a whole bunch of cash. So 2 years go by, and he went to San Francisco, and he finally gets into this English band called The Babies, which I've never heard of, but it's opening for Journey. So he gets to meet all the Journey guys, and the Journey manager, a guy named Herbie Herbert, I love the name, said, "You're going to play with us. I need you," because he could play the guitar, the rhythm guitar, and a piano, and they needed it. So he went, and he was making the album with them, the big album, which is called Escape. They needed one more song. This is like a movie. They needed one more song. Nobody could think of anything. They finally turned to this new guy. I mean, it's just exactly like a movie. And say, "Hey, new guy, Jonathan, do you have anything?" Well, he goes home that night, looks around, can't find anything that's good enough for this album. Sees in his notebook the line from his dad, "Don't stop believing." And so that night he comes up with a chorus. And the chorus is, "Don't stop believing, hold on to that feeling." That's all he had. Goes back the next day. Everybody loves it. Everybody gets involved. And they come up with a chorus that counters. It's strangers waiting up and down the boulevard, their shadows searching in the night, you know. And it's just starting to take off. So everybody gets involved. Everybody's part of it. And what happens next is amazing. So the chorus appears at the very end, which is crazy. It breaks every rule, but they did it. Because at first, the singer wasn't keen on the idea, because it was just too extreme to tell the whole story. And so they go, "Listen, just wait. And Steve goes, no, I want to give it away. I want the chorus." He goes, "No, we're going to hold back. Why not implant in their minds the chorus before you sing it? Just make them want it. Make them wait for it." It absolutely broke all the rules of songwriting. But they did it. So, I mean, this guy's just brand new to the band, brings in this crazy song that breaks all the rules. So this is really great. So then they're doing the guitars, and one of the guitars sounds like a train. So he says to Neil, "Your guitar sounds like a train, just like Gladys Knight and the Pips, Midnight Train to Georgia," which he thought was one of his favorite songs. And it does sound like a train. So he says, "Let's just add the line, what if we have a midnight train going nowhere?" I mean, it's like, this is how they did it. So the whole thing starts coming together, and we've got to have some kids. We've got to tell a story. So they got one girl from a little town, and then they want the boy to come from the big city. Well, Steve had just been in Detroit playing on another gig, and he was in a wonderful studio in Detroit. He said, "I want the kids to come from Detroit." So they start the song, and they need another word. So he's born in Detroit, but they need an extra word to make it balance. So they try North Detroit, East Detroit, West Detroit. Nothing works. So they finally go to South Detroit. There is no South Detroit. South Detroit is Windsor, Ontario. So every time they played in any city, They tried to change South Detroit to Houston or anything else so people wouldn't remember that they screwed up. Anybody from Detroit knows that. So they always said, you know, from Houston, from San Antonio, wherever they were. They never used South Detroit when they were in concert. I think that's funny. So then, the coolest thing is in 1982, his parents came to a Journey concert in Chicago. His mom and dad put him right in the front, third row center, and he surprised his dad with a song. This is like the greatest story. His dad starts crying. Backstage, his dad's like, very clever, son. Good thing you never stopped believing. I mean, really, if I wrote that, people would go, that is too on the nose. But that's what happened. So then it even gets better. So then we get to 2007, right? He's a dad now. He's a really, really good dad. He's got a really nice wife. He's actually a musician that can do both. So he's got his kids, and he says to them, you gotta watch The Sopranos with me, because for an entire year, Jonathan has kept a secret. And so the kids are like, Dad, we hate The Sopranos. People get run over by cars. They get shot every day. I'm not watching it. He says, you gotta watch the show. This is the last episode. You gotta watch it with me. Dad, here, have some popcorn. Makes them stay for the entire show, because at the end of the show, the very end, It goes to the point where Tony puts, do you remember this? He puts the nickels into the restaurant jukebox and out pops Don't Stop Believing. Jonathan's kids went crazy. This is just the nicest story. I just had to tell it. I mean, I cried when I was reading this article. I was like, wow, this is a beautiful life story. And it goes for years. It starts in 1977, and he's telling the story today. I just love it, and I love his dad. Don't Stop Believing. So, just wanted to tell a really great dad story, and he was like a 50s dad. I mean, World War II dad, and he's bolstering his son's music career. I just love him. So, anyway, just wanted to tell you a nice, happy story. And I'll tell you what, that song, I love that song 10 times more. I heard it in the Astros baseball game last night on television. It wasn't a big hit when it came out, but the story and Don't Stop Believing, it just resonates with everyone. So thanks, Dad. Thanks, Jonathan's dad. And try to stay sane. I'm just looking, you know what? I'm watching puppy videos where children receive a puppy. Especially the little boys, the way they cry, just makes me so happy. So, you know, I'm just searching, just staying sane. That's our big job. And I will talk. Don't Stop Believing. I will talk later. Bye-bye.